Well, what I want to do in this talk is to describe you the main results which have been obtained in nuclear astrophysics with implication on solar neutrinos by running the experiment in an underground lab. So, what we want to do is to measure the cross-section of the thermonuclear reaction at the same energy at which they take place inside the star. Here we are well below the height of the Coulomb barrier. We are generally below 100 keV. It means that the cross-section can be written as an S factor, the astrophysical factor, which contains the nuclear physics and which smoothly depends on the energy, times a factor, the gamma factor, which gives you the probability of going through the Coulomb barrier. And this one does depend strongly on the energy. It goes to zero in an exponential way. Now, which is the important region for the reaction to take place inside the star? Well, this is the so-called gamma of peak region. Gamma of peak, which is coming from the Prado between the energy distribution of the colliding nuclei inside the star, which is a Maxwell-Boltzmann, times the cross-section. The product of the two moves the Maxwell-Boltzmann towards the higher energy. The higher is the Z of the colliding nuclei, the more the higher is the energy where the gamma of peak is sitting. Now, in the gamma of peak region, cross-section are very small, picobarn, femtobarn, or even below. So what people did in the past was not to measure them in a standard lab at the right energy, because there, at the low energy, the signal-to-background ratio would have been too small. Too small mainly because of cosmic ray interaction. So what people did was to measure at high energy, to extract the astrophysical factor S, and to extrapolate it inside the gamma of peak. However, if there were a resonance, or if the mechanism were changing at low energy, this would not have been taken into account, but it could have dominated the rate at the gamma of peak. So in order to try to measure in this region the low energy, in 91 we started an experiment in the National Lab of Gran Sasso. The name of the experiment is LUNA, which stays for Laboratory for Underground Nuclear Astrophysics. This is a collaboration at the moment. We are about 30-35 people coming from Italy, Germany, Hungary, and Portugal. Our lab is rather small. We do not need so much space. We have two positions in Gran Sasso, and we are rather far away from the big holes. We are separated at least by 50 meters of rock for the experiment sitting in the main holes. This is what we have. We have two accelerators, 50 kilovolt accelerator, homemade, and 400 kilovolt accelerator. Two are the main features of these accelerators. One is the current. What you measure is a very low cross-section, so you want to maximize the current. Sorry. The other point is the spread on the energy which is coming out from the accelerator. What you measure strongly depends on the energy, so you want to have an accelerator which is delivering a beam very narrow in the energy. Currents here are of the order of 1 milliampere on protomillion 3 and alpha, and the energy spread is less than 25 electron volt on the small accelerator and less than 100 electron volt on the 400 kilovolt accelerator. The first significant results which we have obtained was on the measurement of helium 3 plus helium 3 to give alpha plus two protons. This is the reaction which is terminating the main branch of the PP cycle. Fowler suggested at the beginning of the 70s that a resonance might exist in such a cross-section, because if a resonance were there, then this branch, which is already the dominant one, would have been even more enhanced, and the other one, the helium 3 plus helium 4, which is giving rise to the beryllium 7 and boron 8 neutrinos, would have been further suppressed. This way, he was able to explain the reduction in the measured electron neutrino flux from the sun. This is our result in red. It took us almost 4 years to get such a result. The region is very narrow, from 16 to 25 keV. At the lowest energy, we had a count rate of one event per month and a cross-section of 20 femtobarn. And this is the measurement which have shown that the reason of the suppression of the solar neutrinos was not nuclear astrophysics. Such a result has been achieved 5-6 years ago. Now I come to what we are measuring since a couple of years, and this is the proton plus nitrogen 14 to give oxygen 15 plus gamma. This is the slowest reaction of the CNO cycle. This is the reaction which tells you at which temperature the CNO cycle is switching on inside the star. Below you have the size of the error which was existing on such a cross-section on the astrophysical factor from the two most recent compilation of cross-sections. And you see that the error goes from 25 to 50%. Why is such a reaction important? Well, for two reasons. One, CNO neutrinos from the sun. CNO neutrinos from the sun, their number almost linearly depends on the astrophysical, on such a cross-section, the astrophysical factor of such a cross-section. The contribution of CNO neutrinos to the luminosity of the sun is small. It was supposed to be 1.6%. However, the energy of such neutrinos is rather high, up to 1.2, 1.7 MeV. So when you have an experiment which is not sensitive to the PP neutrinos from the sun, then the importance of the CNO neutrinos is getting higher and higher. For instance, their contribution to the Bohr-Exino signal with these numbers was supposed to be of the order of 20%. The other reason is the age of the globular clusters. Globular clusters are the oldest component of the Milky Way. What people did with the globular cluster is to take the cluster and to plot each of the stars of the cluster in an Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, which means to put the star as a function of the luminosity, or something proportional to the magnitude, and the temperature at the surface. Now, if you measure the luminosity at this point, which is called the turn-off point, then the theory of stellar evolution from that measured luminosity gives you the age of the globular cluster. And the way it gives the age of the globular cluster depends on the proton plus nitrogen 14 cross-section. Why that? Because to a star which is sinking gears, what is it doing? Well, it has almost exhausted the hydrogen in the core, almost 90%. So the star starts contracting again, the temperature in the center goes up, and the remaining hydrogen is burnt out by the CNO cycle, which, when you increase the temperature, is getting more efficiency. That's why the proton plus nitrogen 14 cross-section is a key ingredient to determine such a curve. What about the experimental situation? So the latest direct measurement of such a cross-section was published in 87, and it stopped at 240 keV center of mass energy. The important region, the gamma of peak for the sun is sitting between 20 and 33 keV. For the globular cluster, the important region is below 80 keV. People made the measurement down to 240 keV, and then they made an extrapolation. From their extrapolation, two contributions of very similar size were seen to be important in the low energy region. One, which is coming from a direct capture to this excited state of oxygen 15, and one, which is coming from a capture down to the ground state. As I said, the contribution of the two was found to be very similar. Now, in 2001, there was a very important paper by Angulo and Descoumont, who looked at the same data, but they made an analysis based on a different formalism, not the Bright-Wigner one, but the so-called R-matrix formalism. And what R-matrix reduces to Bright-Wigner when you have only one pole? What came out is that for this transition, the one directly to the ground state. In green here, okay, this is the other way around, this is changed. In green, you have the extrapolation of the 87 paper, rather high contribution. In blue, sorry for this, this is, has to be changed. In blue, you have what was coming out from this R-matrix fit. So roughly, there was a reduction of a factor 20 on such a contribution. Of course, the two fits agree perfectly well in the region where measurements exist. So the only way to come out was to go to measure in the low energy region. So this is what we did. To make such a measurement, you need a detector which has a reasonably good energy resolution and a small summing probability. This is the reason why we selected a germanium detector. Here we have an example of X-spectrum taken at the lowest energy we measured, 140 keV proton beam, and this is the peak due to this direct transition. Here we had a count rate of about 2 events per day with a current of 200-250 microampere and a background rate of 0.8 events per day. One natural radioactivity, half of this natural radioactivity, and the other half coming from the proton plus beryllium plus boron 11 with the production of a gamma ray, with boron 11 contained as a contaminant. So immediately you see that why the experiment has not been previously done in a standard lab, because here in a standard lab you will not be able to have a significant signal to background ratio. This is our result for the transition of the ground state, the one which was supposed to be reduced by a factor 20. In red, you have the points which we have measured. What came out with this measurement, with the fit to this data plus the existing one, is that there is indeed a reduction for the transition of the ground state, not by a factor 20, but by a factor 6. Now, when you add this contribution to the astrophysical, to obtain the total astrophysical factor, you add this contribution to the one through the 6.79 state, and you obtain a total astrophysical factor of 1.7 with an error of 15%, which you have to compare to what I have shown to you before, 3.2 or 3.5. So roughly, there is a reduction of a factor 2 in the cross-section, which is the consequence of this. For the solar neutrinos, CNO solar neutrinos, you have a reduction of almost a factor 2, and for the age of the globular cluster, you have an increase by 0.71 gigahertz. You have an increase because the cross-section is smaller, so the star have the fixed luminosity at the turn-off point when it is in a more advanced stage, so when the star is older. Such a result, well, we ended this analysis at the end of last year, and the paper will be published at the beginning of July. What are we doing experimentally since about 1 year? Well, now we want to go further down on the energy. There we were at 140 keV. We want to go further down. You see, now the problem of which is the contribution to the astrophysical factor from the different transition has been clarified. So now we want a detector which has a very, very high efficiency, not less than 1% as the germanium one, but much more. And at the same time, now summing is not anymore a problem. We simply want to measure the total cross-section. So for this, we have a BGO crystal, this one. Actually, you have 6 crystals inside, 28 centimeters, the diameter, 28 centimeter long, with a hole in the middle. Inside this hole, we have the target, the gas target of nitrogen 14. When you go so low in the energy, you are obliged to use a gas target mainly for two reasons. One, because you want to have a very thin target. because you want microgram per square centimeter, because you want to minimize the energy loss inside the target, because you want to know very well the energy of your beam when you have the interaction. And the other point, equally severe, is the stability. Here you are measuring at a fixed energy for a couple of months, so you want to have a very stable target. You cannot have any solid target which can stand our current for more than 1 week, 10 days. Here is a spectrum of the BGO detector at 80 kV beam energy. Of course, the energy resolution is much, much worse than with the germanium. In this region of interest, the Q value of the reaction is 7.3 MeV, so the energy of the gamma ray which is coming out is 7.3 MeV plus the center of mass energy. In the region of interest, we have roughly 10 events per day due to the interaction, and the background mainly coming from N-gamma interaction of 20 events per day. This first peak you see here is a background peak, which is coming from the proton plus deuterium interaction to give helium-3 plus gamma, Q value 5.5 MeV. Where is the deuterium sitting? Well, the deuterium is sitting in the calorimeter, which is the beam stop for the beam. Such a reaction here, the Z of deuterium is 1 to be compared with the 7 of nitrogen. So this cross-section in this very low energy region is more than 6 order of magnitudes higher than the proton plus nitrogen 14. The one of proton plus nitrogen 14 at this energy is around 100 femtobar. Why are we measuring here? Well, we are measuring here because we want to go as close as possible to the gamma peak of the sun, and we would like to decrease this 15% error, which is still existing on the extrapolation. We are planning to end up with such a measurement for September, October. So, as a summary, we have shown that by going underground and by using the typical techniques of low background physics, it is possible to measure a few cross-section within the gamma peak of the sun. We have measured helium-3 plus helium-3 with an error of the order of 5-6%, and there we have seen that there is no resonance. So nuclear astrophysics was not the reason of the suppression of electron neutrinos from the sun, as we know very well nowadays. Second point, we measured, and we are still measuring proton plus nitrogen 14, the key reaction of the CNO cycle. We already have seen that there is a reduction of a factor 2 in the low energy region, which gives you a reduction of a factor 2 in the CNO neutrinos which are coming from the sun, and an increase of 0.7, 1 gigahertz on the age of the globular cluster, which means the age of the Milky Way, which means an increase of the same amount on the limit of the age of the universe. What about the future, which means the next couple of years? Well, now the largest the nuclear input to the solar model, which has the largest error, is helium-3, helium-4, to give beryllium-7 plus gamma. Here there is an error of the order plus minus 10% due to nuclear physics. Our plan is to go down in energy with such a measurement down, we think, 60, 70 kV, and to decrease the error by factor 2. Thank you for your attention.